You promise Yerushalmi, correspond to you from Astavli, Daf Ayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel and Medalef, and the first Mishnah is Halacha Zayin. Mamza Poisel Umachel, Mamza can disqualify or permit eating. Ezesad, Bas Yisol, Lakoyin, Bas Koyin Yisol, Vyodim Menu, Bas, Vaholcha, Habas, and Isis, Levedo Legoy, Vyodim Menu Ben, Awe Zemamz. How is this? If Leah was born to a Koyin or from a Bas Yisol, or to a Yisol from a Bas Koyin, and Leah had a child from a Gentile or a slave, the child is a Mamza. If the Mamza's father's mother was a Bas Yisol to a Koyin, she may eat Truma, even if Leah died, her grandchild, the Mamza, is considered seed from a Koyin. Bas Koyin, the Yisol, Leitecha B'Truma. If his father's mother was a Bas Koyin to a Yisol, she may not eat Truma, even if Leah died. The Gemara says, Leif Adopliga al Rav, the Rav Amar Goy Be'ebet Jabal Bas Yisol, Havlad Kosher. The Gemara asked, doesn't this argue with Rav? Rav says that a Gentile or slave had relations with a Bas Yisol, the child is kosher. Patala B'Goy Posel or Be'ebet Posel. And says, he explains that it discusses a Posel Gentile or a Posel slave. Come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Ches. Kohen Gadol pa'amim shu poisel. Sometimes the Kohen Gadol can disqualify from eating truma. Ketzad bas kohen shenisus eisor beyaldu menu bas hocha bas shenisus lekohen beyaldu menu ben hoi zeroi liyos kohen gadol va'imid mishamash al gabi hamizbeach ma'achelis imay u'poisel es aim imay.
How is this? If a bas kohen married eisor and she gave birth to a daughter, we call her Leah, and Leah married a kohen and gave birth to a son, the son could be appointed Kohen Gadol. He permits his mother to eat Truma and disqualifies his mother's mother. She says, and she laments, there should not be many like my son, the Kohen Gadol, who disqualifies me from Truma, as I explained. And the Gemara says, Tani Bakapar ben Yomai Poisel Umachel. Bakapar says in the Baisa that one day old disqualifies and feeds. Kinemas Nisa, like a ben, she's like a ben biti, kain govel, she hippos us a minachuma. Or Mishu should say, not like my grandson, the kain govel, who disqualifies me from chuma. His grandmother says this. Ha, ketsad, bas koyen, shenises li yisrael, the yolga memenu bas, bas yisrael, shenises le koyen, the yolga memenu ben, venisu, shnehem, zel azer, vahilidu ben, how is it? Roy, Leos Kohen Gadol, or Imid Mishamash, Algal, Hamizbeach. How is this? If a Bas Kohen married Yisol, and she gave birth to a daughter, and a Bas Yisol married a Kohen, and gave birth to a son, and the son and daughter married each other, and they had a son, he could be appointed a Kohen Gadol, and serve on the Mizbeach. Ma'achil es imoy, upoisel es aim imoy, vesemers loike ben biti Kohen Gadol, shupesleini mina truma. He permits his mother to eat truma, and forbids his mother's mother. The latter says, not like my grandson, the Kohen Gadol, who disqualifies me from Truma. Adnalach, Perek Amona, the Kohen Gadol. We begin now the 8th Perek, Perek Ha'ol. Ha'ol, v'chol ha'tmeyim, lo'yeichlu b'truma, ne'sheihim b'avdeim yeichlu. An Ha'ol, which is an uncircumcised man, who tamei may not eat Truma, his wife and slaves may eat. Tzuvadaka v'chol shafcha, hein v'avdeim, oichlu ne'sheihim, lo'yeichlu, im lo yodu mishenase b'suah daka v'kos shofcha hoi elu yoichlu. B'suah daka or kos shofcha, which is shofcha, which is different types of damage to the reproductive organs, he may eat and his slaves may eat, but his wife may not. If he did not have relations with her since becoming a b'suah daka or kos shofcha, she may eat. Gemara says, ish ish lo aboises ha'ol, oi ish ish lo aboises ha'oinen. Why does the phrase in Vayikra Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Daled say ish ish to include an Alol, he's like a Tomei, who may not eat Truma. Maybe the word ish-ish include an Oinen, which is a person who, one of his close relatives, died that day. And Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Ksiv, Kolzav, Yoichol Kodesh, Mishim Zoros, Asalti Lecha, Vole Asalti Lecha, Mishim Anina. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina answered, it says in the Pasuk there, in Pasuk Yud, any stranger shall not eat the holy item, means I, means the Torah, forbade Truma to you due to Zoros, means not being a Koyen, I didn't forbid you to you due to aninus. Rabbi Tiyufa Smuka by Kami Rabbi Yosi Oinema Zaru Sasati Ulayasati Mishim Ola or Mishim Anina. Tiofa Samuka asked Rabbi Yossi, perhaps we should say, I forbid to you due to Zoros, I did not forbid to you due to Ola and due to Aninus.
Amalei ma'achas shekosav echad marbe v'echad mamit, marbe anis ha'oil, shehu mechusa ma'ase megufay, amalei siyis ha'inen, she'enu mechusa ma'ase megufay.
Rabbi Yossi answered that since one pasuk includes and one pasuk excludes, I include an oil to be forbidden because he's lacking an action to his body, meaning mila, and I exclude an oinen because he's not lacking an action to his body.
Ad kadein k'Rabbi Akiva, k'Rabbi Shmuel. This is according to Rabbi Akiva who expounds the double expression ish ish.
But according to Rabbi Shmuel who doesn't, how can we explain?
Pani Rabbi Shmuel ne'ema tzishav v'sachir v'pesach ne'ema tzishav v'sachir v'tumah. Ma tzishav v'sachir ha'amuim v'pesach pasal by etha oil. Af tzishav v'sachir ha'amuim v'tumah pasal by etha oil.
We answer from a braisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, it says tzishav v'sachir means a resident or hired worker regarding a Korban Pesach, and it also says it regarding Truma. Just like Toshav Asachir regarding Pesach, an owl is disqualified from eating from the Korban Pesach. Also Toshav Asachir regarding Truma, an owl is disqualified.
Rabbi Haggai bar, ima Toshav Asachir ha'amur b'Pesach, pasal b'Esa'inen, af Toshav Asachir ha'amur b'Truma, nifsal b'Esa'inen.
Well, Rabbi Haggai asks, then, just like Toshav Asachir regarding Pesach, an oinen is disqualified, also Toshav Asachir regarding Truma, which is disqualified an oinen.
Tachas,
tachas.
The Gemara in Bechorus in the Bavli asks about why the first Tana there holds that Tumtum and Androgynous enter the pen for Maaseh Behema and does not exclude them from the Gezeirah Shavah of Tachas Tachas. The Bilai said that the Gezeirah Shavah Tachas Tachas was learned only from matters in the Parasha. Tumtum and Androgynous are learned from elsewhere.
Oinen Maaseh Sheini Bo. So here, Toshav was learned only for matters in the parasha. Oinen, meaning for Pesach, is learned from elsewhere, meaning Maaseh Sheni.
Ve'avon boy, v'tei truma asura lo'oinen mekavachimah.
V'mayim ha'maaseh shumutu lezorim ha'yu osa lo'oinen, truma shi asura lezorim eino din shitei asura lo'oinen.
Ve'avon asked that truma should be forbidden to an oinen because of a kavachimah. Maaseh Sheni, which is permitted to zorim non-kuyanim, is forbidden to an oinen, and truma which is forbidden to zorim, all the more so it should be forbidden to an oinen.
The answer is no. If you say so about maaseh, which needs to be eaten within a mechitza, means within the walls of Yerushalayim, if you say so, will you learn it to truma which does not need a mechitza?
Because there is in maaseh stringency, not in truma, means maaseh is in mechitza. And there is in truma stringency, not in maaseh, meaning it's forbidden to non-kehanim, we cannot learn one from the other.